Hey guys, Michael Hyatt here. Welcome to the first episode of The Double Win. This is a private podcast for Business Accelerator clients. It's brand new, and I just want to talk to you a little bit about kind of my vision for the show, give you an overview of it, and what I hope to accomplish. First, a little background. A while back, I revamped my morning ritual to include an hour's worth of writing time. This is the first time I've done this in years. But since that time, on average, I've been writing about 700 words a day, 5 days a week. That's a lot. And I haven't created this much content in a long, long time. Guys, I'm loving it. Well, I've been writing on all kinds of topics related to what I've come to call the double win. And it's become my mission in life to help my clients achieve it. Now, you've probably heard me talk about this at one of our coaching intensives or maybe a conference or read about it in one of my books. But just in case you're new to our program, let me explain what I mean by the phrase, the double win. Okay, so imagine for a moment that you've got a 2x2 matrix. You know, the kind with four boxes, four quadrants, right? Okay, so the horizontal axis represents your personal life. And on the left is failing, and on the right is succeeding. So this is a continuum. You know, we're probably not completely failing or completely succeeding. We're somewhere in the middle. But on the left is failing, on the right is succeeding. The vertical axis represents your work life, and at the bottom is losing, and at the top is winning. So this creates four quadrants, and I want to talk about each one of these quadrants and why they're significant. Okay, quadrant number four is the bottom left. Now hang with me, I want you to visualize this. So quadrant four is at the bottom left. This is where you're losing at work and failing at life. I call this quadrant meltdown. You don't want to be there. Nobody wants to be there. When neither your professional life nor your personal life are working, it sucks. And I don't think we've got anyone in the Business Accelerator program in quadrant four because they couldn't afford to join, right? So they at least have to be winning at work in order to afford the fees or the annual investment in the program. Okay, so that's quadrant four, meltdown. You don't want to be there. Quadrant three is at the top left, and this is where you're winning at work but failing at life. In other words, maybe you're killing it at work, you're crushing it, but you're paying for it in your personal life. Maybe you feel like you're under a lot of stress, or you're discouraged, or you're in the midst of some kind of health crisis, or maybe even a relational crisis. Regardless, I call this quadrant the hustle fallacy. And sadly, this idea is being promoted by a lot of business celebrities today. It's the idea that you achieve more. How? By doing more. You sacrifice everything else on the altar of your own ambition. And I want to give an example, and it's Elon Musk, who's the founder and the CEO of Tesla. He said on Twitter that you need to work 80 to 100 hours a week if you want to change the world. It's all quotes. In fact, he's often bragged that he himself works 120 hours a week. But at what cost? How does that work out for him? Now, look, I don't want to judge Musk, but we need to consider the fruit that his lifestyle has produced before we just, you know, blindly adopt it and hope that it's going to work for us. He's been divorced 3 times, twice from the same woman. He sleeps often on a couch in his office at Tesla. He was videotaped smoking weed on the Joe Rogan show. The SEC charged him with securities fraud when he publicly tweeted that he was taking the company private. And he had to pay a $20 million fine and step down from Tesla as chairman. He's still the CEO, but he can no longer be the chairman. Okay, that's not really the outcome I want. Is it you? No, I don't want that kind of outcome. I want to win at work and succeed at life. And Musk isn't the only one that's advocating this hustle fallacy. In fact, I was on a podcast last night where I was talking about my new book, Free to Focus, and I was talking about the hustle fallacy. And they kind of had this blank stare. The two hosts on the show had this blank stare as they looked at me. And they were like, we don't get it, because that's all we've been taught, that if we want to be successful in real estate, we got to hustle, hustle, hustle. So I think I began to open their minds a little bit as we began to talk through the concept. Gary Vaynerchuk is another one that's advocating this. He said, and I'm quoting, "The reason I was able to grow my business was that every day after producing 30 minutes of wine television," and that's the way he made himself famous, with a show called Wine Library. He goes on to say, quote, "I spent 15 hours a day replying to every single person's email and every single person's Twitter reply. Now, again, at what cost? I don't know. I mean, Gary seems like a great guy. I've had him on my podcast, but I don't like that he's advocating for the hustle fallacy because I think it's going to eventually backfire. If it doesn't blow up in his life, there are people that he's leading who can't sustain that kind of hustle. Or here's another one, Marissa Mayer, former CEO of Yahoo. She often publicly bragged that she only slept 4 hours a night, but then she overslept and showed up 2.5 hours late to a meeting with a group of high-profile prospective clients. They were furious with her, as you would expect. Here's the deal. The hustle fallacy isn't sustainable. It eventually backs up into your personal life. And when it does, it can boomerang right back into your work life, causing you to tumble back into quadrant four, meltdown. Yet, this idea is widely promoted and embraced by an entire generation of young entrepreneurs. So that's quadrant three, the hustle fallacy. And that brings us to quadrant number two. It's at the bottom right of our visual diagram. This is where you're losing at work, or at least not winning like you could. You're not realizing your potential, but you are succeeding at life. And I call this quadrant the ambition break. This is where you refuse to shortchange your health or your family for your work. And it's good as far as it goes, but you intentionally throttle back your career. Now, if I had to choose between this and the hustle fallacy, I'd like to think I'd go this route. But let's be honest, none of us wants to make that choice, right? And thankfully, we don't have to. The hustle fallacy and the ambition break are a false dichotomy. We think it's one or the other, but there's another option. And again, that's what I call the double win. It's quadrant four. It's at the top right. This is where you're winning at work and succeeding at life. That's why I call it the double win. When you're unwilling to compromise either your work or your personal life, you find they're actually symbiotic. They fuel each other. So let me explain. Your work gives you confidence, joy, deep satisfaction, and the financial resources that you need to create the life and business you want. Your health and your home life contribute a clear mind, creativity, energy, and a rested body to do your work. That's the double win, and that's what I'm committed to achieving in my life and in the lives of my clients. In fact, I would say this, when you constrain your work, when you put boundaries around it, then all of a sudden you've got time for a personal life and you can actually achieve more by doing less. So this podcast is going to be all about achieving the double win. Sometimes I'm going to be talking about your work and your business. I'll be sharing insights, strategies, frameworks that'll enable you to get better results at work. Other times, I'll be sharing ideas, strategies, and tips for your personal life. Regardless, I want to help you achieve more by doing less. That's the premise, by the way, of my new book, Free to Focus. You probably know that. So that's the background. And let me share a few more details about the podcast just to kind of give some parameters around it. First of all, this podcast is an experiment. My goal is to add value to you. I certainly don't want to waste your time. So I'm going to be carefully monitoring the download stats to see if you guys are actually listening to it. If you are, awesome. I'll continue recording it. I'll continue to create new content for it. If you aren't, though, I'm going to stop. There's no sense wasting my time or yours if it's not adding value. Fair enough? Let's try it for 30 days or so, and then we'll reassess. I like experiments because it keeps us from getting into commitments that we can't get out of. So I'm going to try it as an experiment. Number two, this podcast is weekly. Now, I may occasionally publish more episodes than that, but I want to publish at a sustainable pace for both of us. And I know you're busy, and I anticipate keeping these episodes to about 10 to 15 minutes long. So some might be shorter, a few might be longer, but the goal is to cover the subject, but avoid the fluff. Don't you hate that when you're listening to a podcast and the host just talks about a whole bunch of nothing before he gets to the meat? I don't want to do that. I want to be guilty of that. I want to cut to the chase and give you news you can use. Number three, this podcast is private. Now, we've avoided putting my name or the name of Business Accelerator in the podcast title or the description. As a result, people will not be able to search for it in iTunes. At least that's our intention and what we think will happen. You're going to need a direct link, which obviously you have, otherwise you wouldn't be listening to the podcast now. However, I'd like to ask you to please do not share that direct link with anyone outside the Business Accelerator program. Now, we could have used a fancy password-protected feed or developed a custom app, and we explored a few of those, frankly, but I thought that would create too much friction and discourage you from listening. I wanted it to be as easy as possible. I wanted you to be able to subscribe to the podcast like you do any other podcast and listen to it in your favorite podcast player. And the way we've got it set up now, you can do just that. By the way, in case you're wondering, I use an app called Overcast. It's my favorite podcast player. You may want to check it out if you're using an iOS device. The downside is it's only available on Apple devices. You might also want to consider Anchor. That's kind of the media hosting service that I'm using. It's available on all systems, and it's what I'm using to host the podcast. One big benefit is that you can leave me a voicemail inside the app. Yes, you can leave a question, a comment, and then I consider whether or not to add it to the podcast and answer your question. So I'll say more about that in just a minute. Now, I don't know how you're listening to the podcast now, but you need to subscribe so you don't miss any of the episodes. So whatever the mechanism is, if you need help, you know, contact Dieter or somebody on our team, they'll help you, but you want to subscribe so you don't miss the episodes. I'm going to be covering content that you won't get any other way. And you're going to get it first, guys, before we roll it out to the general public. Sometimes you're going to get it months in advance because it's going to be very developmental. This is going to be raw and me unplugged. So make sure you take advantage of your podcast player's subscription feature so you automatically get new episodes. By the way, I should just comment a little bit more on that raw and unplugged. I'm not using a producer for this show. You know, I'm not doing any fancy bumper music, you know, to lead into it, to lead out to it. This is just me doing one take in front of a microphone. That's the way I want to keep it because, again, it's less friction for me. It's more authentic and raw, if that's a word, for you guys. And that's just how I want to roll on this. So finally, please let me know what you think. We're planning to set up a mechanism inside Mighty Networks so that you can comment on the episodes or ask questions. I wish I had all that figured out, but hey, it's an experiment. We're going to figure it out as we go. And also, as I mentioned a few moments ago, if you download the Anchor app, you can leave me a voicemail with a question you want me to address, and I'll consider that for a future episode. So this is a way for you to get different kind of access, exclusive access to me in a way that the general public doesn't. And so that's just a benefit of being part of Business Accelerator right now. So that's it for now. I'm excited to hear what you guys think. Thanks for listening.